This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
And welcome in to Radio Night Live, a very important edition tonight as the nation continues to kind of wonder and hold its breath as to what the future looks like. I'm Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I have heard from so many of you texting, DMing off of Twitter and social media, emails by the dozens, phone calls in the handfuls as well, people asking what's happening. And I thought, well, what better way to try to update you tonight, Kevin McCullough, my name, than to bring on someone that knows on kind of two different levels what's happening. Not only is she part of the campaign, the Trump Victory 2020, formally, she's the finance chair for them, also part of the senior advisory team for the campaign, but she's also kind of part of that extended family, as she is the significant other of one Donald Trump Jr., whose new best-selling book is out, Liberal Privilege. We talked to them actually just a couple of weeks ago about that as the book was coming out, but Kim Guilfoyle, formerly of Fox News, people everywhere know you from your days on The Five, yeah, et cetera. Welcome back. Thank you for coming on tonight with us.
Oh, fantastic. Great to be on the program with you, Kevin.
Kimberly, let me ask you right away what everybody's wondering. Over the last 24 hours, the prognosis seemed to go from not too bad of symptoms to Walter Reed. There's been explanations. There's been people try to say, you know, from the pundit circles, I think this is happening, I think that is happening. What does the family know, and how are they experiencing what's happening right now?
Well, Don Jr. and I had the chance to speak with the president, and he sounded very good, you know, strong. And, you know, we're just praying for him. But he's a fighter, and I'm really just very optimistic he's going to get through this. He has the finest medical team and personnel taking care of him. He's very grateful to the great people at Walter Reed for the excellent care that they're giving him there. So it's been tremendous, the outpouring of support for the president and for our wonderful first lady. We also communicated with Melania as well, and she's doing very well, you know, convalescing and resting, and just, and that's really important. I know, because, you know, my heart goes out to them, because I have this. I had this diagnosis.
Right.
I know what it's like to feel, you know, when you get that feeling like, whoa, okay, am I going to be okay tomorrow? Are things going to turn or change? And so I think it just really further brings the first lady and the president even more ability to be able to empathize with all the people out there that have had family members or have, you know, gone through this themselves. You know, we're all in this together as Americans, and our president is going to continue to lead by strength and example and resolve to get through this. He's personally, you know, taking the different recommendations from the doctors. So, you know, he's essentially helping the country learn and grow, and he's doing it firsthand. So it's a true measure of a leader. We pray for him. God bless him. And I know that he is going to get through this. And on the campaign side, we've got Operation MAGA. We are full force in effect, all steam ahead. You'll see all the family members will be out there doing events, the vice president as well. We just did a call with the vice president, and that was fantastic today too, and he was very encouraging to everybody, you know, on the campaign. So
yeah.
You know, we're in this to win it for the country, and nobody has sacrificed more than the president, that's for sure.
So let me ask you to expound on a couple of things that you kind of hurried past. He has had several different medical treatments. I think they did do remdesivir. I think they did the monoclonal, I forget what it's called, but the blood plasma that, or not plasma, but the antibodies that are artificially created, but they mirror real antibodies, and I think he did one dose of that. What have the doctors said? I mean, certainly Sean Conley has said that he is doing actually very well. I guess he said that there was some time yesterday where they felt like, you know, over about a 12-hour period, things were, they were concerned about the way things were progressing. But his words today, and I quote, doing very well, the next 48 hours being critical. Kim, having had the virus, What are they looking for in those 48 hours? Improvement in symptoms? Comfort? What's going on?
Well, one, obviously, as you know, too, that he's, making sure that he gets enough rest. There's melatonin in that regimen. Also, the Pepcid. I took all of that. I took
zinc, vitamin C, everything.
Zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, the Pepcid, and I did very, very well, thanks be to God. And I just feel confident, especially with the great news today. And we've been in touch with Dr. Conley. He's wonderful. You know, we see him as well. We're in D.C., and he's performed tests on us. Don Jr. and I tested negative again yesterday, negative at the debate. We all tested prior to getting on Air Force One. So, you know, all the protocols have been followed and adhered to, and we're just hoping he's going to get, you know, the rest. I think it's important during that, this current 48-hour period, they see that there isn't any progression of, you know, symptoms.
Gotcha.
Or any respiratory distress, fever, anything like that, to show that it's actually, you know, working. So I think they feel, you know, cautiously optimistic. This is the leader of the free world, so there's all eyes on him. But this guy, he's tough. You know,
this
he's
will
the president,
be the most
he's my
watched
friend for 15 years, and this guy, if anybody can take it on, he can, like he does every challenge that he's presented with.
This will certainly be the most watched recovery in the history of medicine, because every TV camera on planet Earth is interested in what's happening behind those doors
at
Walter Reed.
I just want him to try to rest a little bit, because I'm, you know, we're the same. We've got that energy, go, go, go.
That's right. We don't stop.
We don't sleep. So that was the one thing that I try to make myself do. And so hopefully they're making him try to rest a little bit. But he's a, you know, he's a worker, and he's strong, and he's a fighter. So of course he's not going to stop, you know, running the country and getting work done. And in the meantime, we're going to have his back and really get out.
Let me pick up on a couple of those things then. The work for the nation and for the campaign. Let's start with the nation. Several senators have tested positive that were at the Amy Coney Barrett announcement. Mm-hmm. And there's some thought, or at least on Chuck Schumer's part, he's trying to make the argument that they should postpone the confirmation. Has the president given any indication of what he would like to see happen in regards to the ACB nomination? Should it be slowed at all?
No, the president believes business should proceed as normal. This should not have any impact or interference whatsoever with getting Amy Coney Barrett actually confirmed. And Mitch McConnell has come out specifically, said that this should not and will not slow down the process. The people of the United States are entitled, you know, for the rules and due process and law to proceed forward, and for her to receive her hearing and hopefully her successful confirmation as a fantastic United States Supreme Court justice. So this is just the left, Chuck Schumer and the rest of them, being obstructionists, trying to delay and deny, you know, the people's right to have a Supreme Court justice. This is too important of a time. We need to fill that seat, and the president intends to fill that seat, especially with the help of the Senate.
On a similar note, over in the House, there's been ongoing negotiations still, I believe, with Mnuchin and Pelosi as to another round of COVID relief for the taxpayers. Are we any closer to that? And does this in any way interrupt that cycle?
You know, it should not be in any way an interruption in the cycle. It should proceed forward, you know, pursuant to the president's, you know, wishes. And Undersecretary Mnuchin, who is, you know, very hardworking, incredibly bright. He's really got his, you know, hand on the compass here in terms of putting this in the right direction and doing the right thing, with the help of the other economic advisors that are fantastic to the president, like Larry Kudlow. So I think we're in very good company here. And honestly, I'm quite impressed with how smoothly everything is running. And again, with each day, our president and our beautiful first lady get closer to being healthy, and everyone then can just continue the prayers, because I think along with the medicine, the prayers are incredibly powerful.
Well, and let me turn to that portion next. You were on the trail in 16. I've had you and Laura and Eric and Don Jr. all on the show. I've asked all of you this question, but at this point in 2016, it felt much more chaotic. You guys had not done this before. It was all brand new. It does seem like, even since he's had to come off the trail for the COVID, that it seems like the campaign has said, we're not going to miss a beat. We're going to keep firing. And the advantage of having a family the size of the president's is you've got all these surrogates you can send in different directions that will still draw these enormous crowds and get the message out. So
you're
I'm assuming,
right,
based on something you said earlier, that if you had a meeting scheduled in your city or town in the next week or so, plan on going to that, because you guys are going to be there.
Oh, we're all fully scheduled. We're going to get right out there again, you know, starting Wednesday, and it's going to be fantastic. We have tons of events lined up, everything that was already on the books, and we'll be adding back in and making up some of the other ones. In the interim, you know, we're out there, we're talking, we're doing the messaging, where I'm doing fundraising calls, and, you know, we'll be doing Zoom, like, surrogate events Monday and Tuesday as well. So it's really not interrupting anything, you know, for us. Don Jr. and I have always had, you know, our own schedules in terms of what we're doing. Same with Eric and Laura. Tiffany's been out there as well. Ivanka's been fantastic and been super helpful, and, you know, they're all happy and healthy, thanks be to God. So we're going to go. We're going to make sure that he doesn't have any bit of stress at all, that this is going to...
Tell the president that everyone in the McCullough universe, radio, television, everywhere, they have been begging. What can they do? I've been telling them, pray. Pray for the president.
Absolutely.
Pray for the first lady. Pray for our Senate. Pray for everybody that's involved. And let him know that we've got his back today.
I appreciate that. And I was glad to be able to come on to talk to your listeners and your viewers. And God bless them for all their support of the president and their prayers. It's truly a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Let's go get it done. Kevin McCullough, stay right there, friends. We're coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
All right, it's a busy night. Thank you for being with us, Kevin McCullough. As you just heard from Kimberly Guilfoyle, the president doing better, feeling better today. We'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. There's a couple of things I want to know from you, and that is, do you think that the events of the last 48 hours impact the election? And if so, how? Do you think that it makes COVID a bigger issue than it was before? I found myself remarkably in an odd position this weekend because we're on the verge in my kid's school district of getting ready to go to phase two and maybe 5 full days a week as opposed to every other day. We're thinking about doing that soon. The president gets COVID and all of a sudden it's like it's as though there are completely different priorities that just flooded my mind. Now, the president on his Twitter feed posted a video earlier today from Walter, or not earlier today, just a little while ago, while Kimberly and I were actually speaking from Walter Reed Hospital. We're working to get those comments from the president for you shortly. But I want to take your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do we have the president sitting behind the desk, just the president, not some other reporter, sitting behind the desk at Walter Reed? Here we go. Where's the president?
Incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that, but we still have steps to go, and we have to finish that job. And I'll be back. I think I'll be back soon. And I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing and the kind of numbers that we've been doing. We've been so proud of it. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them, not just in the U.S. I'm fighting for them all over the world. We're going to beat this coronavirus, or whatever you want to call it, and we're going to beat it soundly. So many things have happened. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles, if you want to know the truth. They're miracles. People criticize me when I say that. But we have things happening that look like they're miracles coming down from God. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days. I just want to be so thankful for all of the support I've seen, whether it's on television or reading about it. I most of all appreciate what's been said by the American people, by almost a bipartisan consensus of American people. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I very much appreciate it, and I won't forget it. I promise you that. I also want to thank the leaders of the world for their condolences, and they know what we're going through. They know what, as your leader, what I have to go through. But I had no choice because I just didn't want to stay in the White House. I was given that alternative. Stay in the White House, lock yourself in, don't ever leave, don't even go to the Oval Office. Just stay upstairs and enjoy it. Don't see people, don't talk to people, and just be done with it. And I can't do that. I had to be out front. And this is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. So that's where it is. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody. Our First Lady is doing very well. Melania asked me to say something as to the respect that she has for our country, the love that she has for our country. And we're both doing well. Melania is really handling it very nicely. As you've probably read, she's slightly younger than me, just a little tiny bit. And therefore, just we know the disease, we know the situation with age versus younger people. And Melania is handling it statistically like it's supposed to be handled. And that makes me very happy, and it makes the country very happy. But I'm also doing well, and I think we're going to have a very good result. Again, over the next few days, we're going to probably know for sure. So I just want to thank everybody out there, everybody, all over the world, specifically the United States. The outpouring of love has been incredible. I will never forget. Thank you very much.
All right, so we're having some technical difficulties in the studio tonight, but that's the president. He just made those comments from Walter Reed just moments ago while Kimberly Guilfoyle was giving us the update live. And if you missed some of that, we may try to bring that back for you, albeit in a better technical sense at the top of the next hour. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you're new to the show, the phone number is 888-340-3373. Here's the question. Does anything that's happened in the last 48 hours change your perspective of what's going to happen on November 3rd? If the quarantine takes a full 14 days from the day that they started, that means he gets to walk out of quarantine on October the 15th. That's the date of the next debate, the following debate for the presidential candidates. Fortunately, the vice presidential candidates debate this week. 888-340-3373. Does anything change? Has anything changed? Did you personally feel a little kick of glee and delight or a pang of anxiety when you heard that he was diagnosed? I'm very curious about the impact that this had psychologically on the country. 888-340-3373. Your phone calls, we'll take them right now. 888-340-3373. If you're watching on the stream or on Biz TV, it's right there at the bottom. 888-340-3373. We'll take your calls right now. But there are a lot of people that I think did take into some consideration what should happen. Within hours of the announcement, Bill Kristol, famous Never Trumper, said, hey, let's do a poll. How soon do you think it'll be before he drops out of not only the race, but resigns from office? And I thought, man, what a winning message you're sending, Bill. Of course, that's why he's not relevant in Washington anymore. Nobody depends on Bill Kristol to tell him anything. Same with Amanda Carpenter. Same with a ton of other Never Trumpers. They were already ready to jump and to fillet this guy stem to stern. But he is apparently, and I would say that video demonstrates it. He's certainly acting as though the mental faculties are all there, and it seems to me he's not having any trouble breathing or communicating, which is where this would lead if you were having problems. So I want to know, does this change anything? Do you foresee it changing anything in the presidential race? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Yes, no, maybe so. We'll take your call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Thanks to Kim Guilfoyle for the exclusive at the top of the show. Mr. President, we're glad you're feeling better. Coming back with your phone calls live from New York, I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And Margot.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live, beautiful night in our beautiful city, although we are a city of problematic crime and riots these days. And again, another big issue that's on the ballot. Let's go to the big board. We got straight underway with Kim, and we didn't have a chance to give you a preview of the show. I just want to brag a little on what's coming up. In hour two, normally the ladies' lounge, Dr. Gina Loudon will be with us, but she's bringing along her friend John Solomon from Just the News and formerly of The Hill. She, of course, Dr. Gina, is on my show every Monday, but she is also now the programming president for a new media channel called Real America's Voice, and they have something that they want to make an announcement of on the show tonight. Morgan Ortegas will be with us late in the second hour. She is with the State Department now, but formerly at Fox News, covering a lot of foreign affairs things. But she's got some ideas and thoughts on things that are happening with the State Department and Secretary Pompeo across the globe. So Dr. Gina and Morgan in the ladies' lounge tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, I put before you this idea of I wanted to know in the last 48 hours, with the president being diagnosed and hospitalized with COVID,
Did it cause you to think if anything would turn out differently on November 3rd? Did you panic? Did you, if you hate the president, did you get all excited? Did it cause you a sharp pang of worry? It did for me. I honestly had flashing in my mind, what if he takes a turn and has to completely leave? And then we get a Marxist or an empty suit who's going to allow all the Marxists to do his work for him. But that was what went through my head. What went through your head? That's what I want to know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Susie is up first in my hometown of Fort Worth, Texas. Susie, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Thank you.
So what's your thought?
I did not change my mind. I work in a nursing home, and we've had plenty of our residents with the virus, and they've done just fine.
What do you attribute that to? Because for some reason, the mayor or the governor of New York couldn't get the same formula going in his nursing homes. In fact, rumor had it by the Babylon Bee that he offered a bed for President Trump to come stay at in a nursing home in New York City when he heard he had been diagnosed. But somehow the president didn't take him up on that offer. What was the secret in Texas, do you think?
I think we started our interventions very early. We started our PPEs. We had a choice of whether we could take them or not. We weren't forced.
And, you mean the patients themselves?
Yeah, we weren't weren't required to take a patient if we didn't feel like we couldn't manage them.
Gotcha. So you
that
didn't have
the case in New York.
You did not have indiscriminate COVID infected people moving right in with otherwise not sick seniors that they then infected and killed.
Correct.
Yeah. No, that's good. So what did go through your mind when you heard that the president and the first lady had been diagnosed?
I thought he would do just fine, just like our residents. We've had some very elderly residents, 94 and up, and didn't even know they had the virus until they were tested, because it's mandated now in Texas that all the residents get tested. And that's the only reason why we even knew they were positive, is because of the testing.
Sure. Well, Susie, I appreciate your call and getting us started tonight on the conversation. Thank you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. More of your calls. Does anything in the last 48 hours cause you to think differently about the election, November the 3rd? One thing that I was shocked by, and I'll just be very transparent about this up front. Rachel Maddow and Alyssa Milano, who have been vehement haters of the president in just about every form, said some things on Twitter that were just amazingly gracious. They said they welcomed prayer for the president. They were asking people to hold him in their thoughts and prayers. Of course, to the left, sometimes thoughts and prayers, they doesn't quite mean the same thing that people of faith mean it as, but I still thought that was remarkably gracious. Then you had Never Trumpers like Bill Kristol and others that were like, "Hey, how long till he's dead?" And I'm like, you know, that's pretty poor taste there, Bill. Anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Interested in whether or not you feel like anything will be different as a result of the president actually. I saw on a lot of social media some of the things that people were saying is that they really hope that this makes the president approach COVID-19 differently. And I just want to raise my hand and say, how? How would you like him to handle something differently? He shut down travel. He has pushed therapies. He has pushed for a vaccine. He seems to be doing everything he can to try to make this disease as neutralized as possible, as fast as possible. And yet he's told constantly that he didn't do much. And I have a hard time understanding where that comes from. We've got a lot that we want to get to, but I don't have a time to take another call before this break. So, Gina in Texas, you hold on. We'll come back, take your call. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, a big one on Saturday night. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. All right, welcome back to New York. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, 300 radio stations, 66 million TV households, and streaming on Periscope, Twitter, and YouTube. Glad to have you with us, and thank you for being here tonight. And thanks to Kimberly Guilfoyle for giving us an update at the top of the hour. She'll be back at the top of the next hour. Just to keep us informed on what's happening with the president and what the plans are, campaign-wise, public policy-wise, and most importantly, as it pertains to the family, how they are all doing. We will check in with her at the top of the hour, so I hope that you will stay with us for that. Then Dr. Gina and John Solomon will be joining us. There's an enormous announcement from Real America's Voice and Just the News that they would like to make on my show, and we've got much more to get to as well. But I want to take your calls because we have time before a very important way to end this first hour in the next segment. So let's go right to Gina in Texas, watching us on Biz TV, line 2. Gina, thanks for being here. Gina, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here. What's your thought?
Well, I just think it's not going to change. I think the Democrats are taking big advantage to scare people. So they really want everything they can get. But also we are praying for President Trump, First Lady, and the family. And we know that he's going to pull through to all this, and he's going to be our next president. And I do believe that he's going to be the next president.
Gina, I have a question, because since the debate was last week, which, funny enough, no one's talking about anymore, I saw a poll on Telemundo, and I'm distinguishing by your accent that you may be Hispanic of some note. And I'm just curious, I saw a poll that said that among Hispanics in America, the Telemundo audience, that President Trump won that debate 67-33. When most of the American media was complaining and saying that he had lost the debate, Hispanics felt differently. Can you explain why? Can you tell me what the insight was there?
Well, I can speak for myself. I became a citizen of the United States a while ago, and I've been privileged to have all the benefits of being a U.S. citizen. My gratefulness is enormous, especially to President Trump, because he's trying to make a positive change in America, and everybody's just angry at him because they are used to getting everything for free, I will say. Yeah. And President Trump is bringing patriotism, is bringing decency of people to get out and get to work, and the opposition is just doing what happens in Latin America. And, you know, Mr. Biden was so disrespectful in that debate. When he called our president a clown, I think he's the clown. And I think he's just getting the being opportunistic to, because he's a friend of Obama, Bush, and all of them. So they're trying to destroy the president. And wow. I think Mr. Biden needs to apologize to our president.
Gina, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And thanks for commenting on that item for me, because I've been wondering for some time, actually. Let's go to Martha, who's also joining us watching Biz TV, but she's doing it in Florida tonight. Martha, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did anything change in America, do you think, politically speaking, in the last 48 hours after the president was diagnosed with COVID?
Absolutely not. I will still vote for him. And if he can't be president, I know that Pence will take over just fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in trying to figure out, you know, exactly if it did impact people, because certainly the way the chatter among the media was that this was a game-changing thing. And I kind of am of the opinion that, you know, November 3rd's a long ways away from here. And if you were watching
exactly.
in the last segment, that that little blurb we played for you that he recorded from Walter Reed just as the show was underway, that sounded like a fairly healthy guy. I mean, he sounded a little tired yesterday.
Yes,
he's
very healthy, very strong-willed, and he will get through this. I'm 100% sure.
All right. Martha, I appreciate the by the way, how do you think Florida is going to do? Is it close?
I think they're going to go with Trump.
But do you know?
There's a lot of Spanish people that have experience with socialism and communism, and I can always tell people, why do you think that people risk their lives in an ocean or coming here if socialism and communism was so good?
And you think
And
you think that's how Latin populations in Florida are viewing it? They're viewing Biden as a socialist candidate?
Yes, he is. He's all for communism. Tell me who you hang around with, and I'll tell you who you are.
There you go. That's
and he hangs around with the Chinese and with the communists, socialists.
Well, Martha, you've summarized it well. I appreciate your candidness, and thank you for your prayers for the president as well. I know those are well respected. If you're just joining us, at the top of the hour, we will have an update from Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is the romantic partner of Don Jr., and is very close to the Trump family. She will be giving us insight on how the family is faring with the COVID diagnosis. The president spoke from Walter Reed Medical Center, and we had his comments for you, and he just sounded to me, he didn't sound like the guy that's on the campaign trail at the speeches, because he's really fired up for those, but he did sound a lot stronger tonight than he did yesterday. The video he made yesterday seemed like he was quite fatigued. This, he sounded kind of more like his old self, and he went for 3 or 4 minutes without a break, so... you know, which is longer than I think most of Joe Biden's work days. 888-340-337. My guys are laughing. Joe Biden, the week before the debate, called a lid of 4 out of the 5 days. A lid is an early announcement that they're canceling all the rest of their events that day. The earliest one was at 9:22 in the morning on Tuesday. 9:20. I got all the way to 9:22 and I'm done, Joe Biden said. Particular day. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. Has anything changed in your way of thinking over the last 48 hours since the president was labeled COVID positive? Has anything changed to your way of thinking about how this election will turn out? And I'm curious to know, and then stay with us because Kimberly Guilfoyle will be with us at the top of the hour to give us an update. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, when we come back from this next break, we'll take your calls. But I also want to give you an update on a project that we've been on throughout this year. And I want to say thank you to some people that have done some really special stuff. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't you go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are live from New York, Radio Night Live, and a beautiful shot of Manhattan tonight. It is a crisp autumn day today. Did a lot of work around the house, actually. Got the fireplace going, got the outdoor lights redone for the fall. We put propane in the fire pit. We did all kinds of stuff with the kids, and I hope that you're having a good autumn. I don't know what it did to your mind, but I will tell you, when I woke up two nights ago and saw that the president had been diagnosed with COVID, I really wondered if the nation was going to be thrown into turmoil. We will see. The next 48 hours are what the doctors are saying are the most crucial for his long-term prognosis. So we will keep you updated if anything else breaks. And Kim Guilfoyle joins us at the top of the hour to give us an update on the family and all ancillary issues related to that. Now, earlier this year, if you join us on Saturday nights, you know that we entered into a project where we would have the potential to try to help liberate up to 192 Sudanese human slaves. And if you're just joining us for the first time, and I know a lot of you are, that may be completely new to you. You may not even know that slavery exists on planet Earth. But in the country of Sudan, there are tens of thousands of South Sudanese that have been enslaved and that are suffering. These are largely, mostly women that were young children when they were taken in the Sudanese Civil War. But I want to give you an update because we were trying to get to about the 96 slaves liberated figure before we went into the fall. And now that it is fall, I thought I'd give you this update. Of the 192 that we are attempting to liberate, thus far, your efforts have helped liberate 148 individual human slaves. That means that there are 44 to go for our Christmas efforts. We would like to, for Christmas this year, give these women liberty, freedom, self-determination, a new life, and the tools to start it. So some of the basic needs, a year's worth of grain, a year's worth of seed, some tarps and some gardening tools, a tarp to create a fashion into a tent, a she-goat that they can actually start a micro-enterprise and create products to sell to people and create a way of income for themselves. That is all done when you give a gift of $250 to Christian Solidarity International, who have been, they've now liberated over 100,000 of these slaves that were taken in the Sudanese Civil War. But I just have to say, I am just blown away. I'm so grateful for your generosity because 148 of 192 women have already been given a brand new life this year, and that will be for good. Here's that phone number, 888-342-1010. If you would like to give the gift of liberty to a woman this Christmas, what a precious Christmas present she could have. 888-342-1010. 44 women to go to hit our goal for the entire year. 1-888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Kim Guilfoyle joins me at the top of the hour with an update on the president directly from the family's...
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.